Throwing a party over a federal budget with no chance to pass. House Republicans try to start a revolution with a non-starter. The debate over trillions on this Thursday, March 29th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
You gotta fight for your right to party!
We may be talking party politics, but there'll be no fighting on this program this morning. Back together again. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
A Republican congressman discusses the Ryan budget, now on the House floor, at least it will be later today. A historical look back at presidential battles with the Supreme Court, a remembrance of banjo player and teacher Earl Scruggs, and higher education. The innovators may be at junior colleges. Our listeners are still calling in, telling us what they wish they would have said.
I should have never left you. There's not a day goes by that I don't think about you and grateful for the time that you're in my life. Miss you very much.
Is there something you've been wanting to say? You can still say it. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's go to the morning's top headlines.
The GOP-dominated House rejected both President Obama's proposed budget and a bipartisan measure that combined spending cuts with tax hikes. Today, members vote on House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan's plan, and the $3.5 trillion package is expected to pass. It contains steep cuts in social programs, a Medicare revamp, but no tax increases on the rich, which the White House wants. We'll talk more about the Capitol Hill budget battle in this election year just in a moment. The Supreme Court has wrapped up the public portion of the health care reform case. Now the justices' private debate begins. One key focus of the 3 days of arguments, the individual insurance requirement, and whether or not the entire law would stand without it. That decision may come down to Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Anthony Kennedy, who asked pointed questions about requiring insurance while challenging those who brought the case to the Supreme Court. Deputy White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says whatever happens in the interim, the administration is forging ahead on health care.
We're focused on implementing the bill and all of the provisions of the bill so that we can make sure that we maximize the benefits on behalf of the American people.
The Supreme Court's ruling should be out in June.
A deadly toll in an ambush of a NATO supply convoy in western Afghanistan. Officials say an Afghan soldier, five security guards, and 14 insurgents were killed during a three-hour firefight. Hours later, a NATO service member was killed in a roadside bombing in southern Afghanistan, bringing the death toll of NATO forces to 86 this year. An Arab League summit is being held in Baghdad for the first time since the fall of Saddam Hussein, but the only Gulf Arab leader attending is the Emir of Kuwait. Other Sunni-led nations sent low-level officials as a protest against the Shiite-led Iraqi government's close ties with Iran and its ambivalence on the instability in Syria.
President Obama will use a Rose Garden speech to renew his call for Congress to end tax breaks for oil companies and to focus on clean energy. His message precedes a Senate procedural vote on legislation to repeal oil tax subsidies. That also comes as ExxonMobil drops off its perch as the top publicly traded oil producer. First place is now held by the 13-year-old Chinese company PetroChina. The Beijing-based firm was a creation of the Chinese government to ensure enough oil for the booming economy there.
The music world is mourning a bluegrass legend. Earl Scruggs has died. The banjo virtuoso changed country music with his three-finger picking style that became known as Scruggs' picking style. It moved the banjo out of the rhythm section into the lead, working with Bill Monroe and then Lester Flatt. Scruggs sent bluegrass into the mainstream. He's dead at the age of 88. Asian and European markets are down this morning. So are U.S. futures. The Dow gets underway at 13,126. The S&P opens at 1,406. And the NASDAQ at 2,771. You're talking about the things you wish you would have said. That's following yesterday's conversation with the author of a new book, The Things You Would Have Said. Touched a nerve with some of our listeners. Jane from Michigan posted on our Facebook page, she wishes she could go back and say this, "Mom, I love you. What can I do to help?" Has something gone unsaid in your life? You can still say it. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a text at 69866. Just lead with the word take. Coming up, Republican Paul Ryan's budget proposal hits the House floor today. It's expected to pass in the House, but it'll be tough going anywhere else. They're calling it the path to prosperity, Republican conservatives are. We'll talk to Republican Congressman Todd Akin, who helped craft the proposal and is on that budget committee.